You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've got an East Coast and a West Coast story. East Coast story is New York City, where the very last payphone in New York City, Google it, kids, payphone, they hauled it out of there yesterday. They put it up on a big old flatbed truck. Did you look at the video of that?
I saw the video, yeah. They had a crane truck. It's like a claw machine, and they took it out of there.
Little ceremony that they held down near the corner of 7th Avenue and 50th in Midtown Manhattan.
It's a
People
great
say, Jeremy, it's the end of an era.
Oh, gonzo.
The thing is, I do not understand why they wouldn't leave the last one and just put a sign up. It'd be a touristy thing.
Last phone.
The last payphone. Last payphone. New York City. All right, now let's go over to the other coast, the left coast, California. Is looking at holding social media companies responsible for harming children who have become addicted to their products, to social media.
Okay.
They passed a bill in the California State Assembly that would allow parents to sue platforms like Instagram and TikTok for addiction. The bill, Jeremy, defines addiction as kids under 18 who want to stop or reduce how much time they spend on social media, but Jeremy, they can't because they're obsessed with it.
So the parents take it away from them.
You can just sue Instagram and TikTok now in California.
Just take the tablet away.
What the?
Lock it up.
I want to know one person who thinks this is a good idea. Yes, that's right, Dom and Jeremy. You should sue TikTok. If the parents can't keep their kids off it, sue them.
We've got this spot in our closet that's way high. I can barely get to it. It's a top shelf, and that's where I slide the tablets and the Nintendo and anything else that, you know, involves discipline and being addicted.
Well, that's because
right
you're
top.
Doing this
I
crazy
put it up
thing.
Top.
You're doing this crazy thing called parenting.
I'm the worst.
California, they never cease to amaze us.
Come on, just get a shelf up high.
The new Tom Cruise movie is coming out this Friday. You going to go see Top Gun Maverick?
A lot of people have already seen it. I've been seeing multiple posts on Facebook. I was just talking to Josh about this. Rave reviews. People
really?
Said it's incredible.
Rave?
Rave reviews.
Rave reviews.
Phenomenal, as some people would say.
No. So the BuzzFeed people put together their list of, they took all of Tom Cruise's movie career and they ranked all of his movies, his best performances. And they did not put Top Gun in the top 10, the old one. They did put it number one, A Few Good Men. Yeah, I guess.
Never saw it.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
What's wrong with you? Is that one your parents wouldn't let you watch? Why?
No, I just never saw it.
Rain Man was number 7. I liked him in that. Jerry Maguire, number 5. They did not put any of the Mission Impossible movies in the top 20 either. Who cares? It's
Who
Tom
cares?
Cruise. Who cares? You know, the only reason I bring this up ever is because for whatever reason, my wife has a major crush on Tom Cruise. She just thinks he is the greatest.
Dreamboat, huh?
And if there's any movie with him in it, she will watch it.
Ooh.
I don't get it. I don't get it. What else is trending?
Oh, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. People can't get enough of this goofy trial. And something crazy happened in the courtroom yesterday. The judge called for a bit of a morning break. Oh, let's take a break. Let's all go relax. Have a cocktail. And a woman.
We need a craziness break.
We need a cocktail. A woman in the gallery then stood up and yelled, quote, Johnny, I love you. Our souls are connected. And then Johnny did a little wave to the lady. And then she upped the ante and held up a baby and said, quote, this baby is yours. She was promptly escorted from the courtroom.
Now,
Johnny.
Now, what she said could have one of two possible meanings. One, he fathered the child, or
we don't
she's
know.
Just sick of the baby, and she's saying, Johnny, this baby's yours.
This baby's here. Yours.
I want you to have
it. Take
this.
The baby. Anyway, put the cuckoo back in the clock.
How do people get into that trial?
I don't know.
I mean, it seems like there
right,
would be a massive
like a door?
Line
a
to
door?
Get in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, do they do like a lottery system for people to get tickets
little,
to it?
Little turnstile there. Click, click, click. I don't know, bro. Kurt Cobain is trending this morning. His guitar from the Smells Like Teen Spirit music video just sold at auction for $4.5 million. It was the guitar that played this. It's a nice riff, isn't it? It's iconic.
He gives good riff.
Good riff, bro. $4.5 million for a guitar. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts picked it up. He has a huge collection of pop culture artifacts. Right. Now he's got a guitar there propped up in his living room.
I saw that the another Kurt Cobain guitar, the one from the MTV Unplugged, where he was wearing the sweater.
Iconic, yes.
That guitar went to auction for like $6 million or something. So
holy crap.
That's a lot of money being raised by Cobain's guitars.
I know. May he rest, man. Former late night host Conan O'Brien has sold his podcast and his digital media business, which is called Team Coco, to SiriusXM. For $150 million.
Wow.
We excited about that? That's insane, right?
I've never... So you know, we did that mind bender the other day about what's something that's really popular that you just don't get.
Yeah.
I have never gotten... I'm not saying he's terrible. I just don't get him. I don't get Conan O'Brien's appeal.
Yeah. I love his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast. It's really well done. I like him because he's just kind of got a dry sense of humor. He's
a
little,
like a dry sense
a little
of humor.
Quirky, a little corny. He's a smart dude. He wrote for The Simpsons and Saturday Night Live, I want to say.
Hey, I don't deny
went to Harvard.
It. The guy's got mad skills. It's just one of the, I just.
Well, now he's $150 richer. $150 million richer.
Good for him.
They wrote him a check for
$150. I like to see people in the industry. Like, he's pretty much in our broadcasting industry. I like to see them get a payday like that. Way
to
go.
Yeah, that's good. Liposuction is trending this morning, according to a new report. More people in their 20s are getting liposuction to have their double chins reduced. It's called chin lipo, and that hashtag is trending. Currently has about 60-some million views on TikTok right now. Whole bunch of influencers have got it done, and we covered earlier today that the best way to tighten up that neck is to look at the ceiling and pucker up like you're kissing the ceiling and hold it
and then kiss the sky
and you can feel it in your neck. You can feel it tighten up. Feels really good. And then what was
do
the other one?
You know, when you're driving somewhere today and you get to an intersection, you're just sitting at a red light, just do that. Put your head back, tilt it back, and act like you're kissing the roof of your car.
And people will look over and be like,
seconds.
Something's not right with that lady.
Yeah, there will definitely be people looking at you, but...
And you're also supposed to say XO. XO.
But exaggerate your mouth movements, right?
XO. And blow up balloons was the other thing that we read that will help tighten everything up.
What if you do the XO while you're looking up at the roof of your car?
XO. Ooh, that kind of pulls a little.
Ooh. Everyone who's driving, do it right now. Even if you're moving, look up.
Somebody just walked by the studio and flipped me off. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Back at you. What else is going on? Oh, this viral onion cutting hack is trending this morning. Here's the claim. If you put a wet paper towel next to an onion while you cut it, all the chemicals that make you cry are drawn away from that onion and sucked up into the paper towel instead of going into your eyes. Supposedly, those chemicals like the moisture, and it's like... A lot of people tried it and said, it doesn't work. Don't do it.
My daughter-in-law has the onion cutting hack.
Is it the freezer one?
No, it has something to do with leaving the button or the tail of the onion on. Don't cut that off.
Really?
And that keeps you from crying as you cut it.
That's like the cork, the chemical cork there at the end?
Something like that, yeah.
They say that you got to chill it for 30 minutes, and that'll help with the chemicals, too. I don't know. I've also heard if you... raise your head to the ceiling while you're cutting an onion and go,
XO.
That helps as well. So. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny video this morning where a guy in San Diego was super sick and tired of his next door neighbor and the barking dog that he hooked up an air horn to a little remote control, and he calls it the Dog Zapper 2000. And every time the dog barks, He plays the air horn to scare it and make it stop barking. Here's a taste. So if you want about 15 minutes of that, you can enjoy that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Creative, though.